It's Tuesday, June 30th, and this is what's happening in Northeast Indiana. As most of the Midwest and parts of the East prepare for the incoming heat wave this week, the city of Fort Wayne is reminding residents to make use of cooling centers around the city. Congressional staffer Darren Voigt is moving forward with a recount in his 14-vote loss to State Senator Liz Brown, even after his lawyer pulled out of the case. Gross assessed values for commercial, industrial, and residential properties in Indiana collectively rose nearly 10% across the state this year. I'm Cole Furlow, filling in for Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Gross assessed values for commercial, industrial, and residential properties in Indiana collectively rose nearly 10% across the state this year, according to the latest state data. That's less than the 19% jump recorded the year before. But as the Indiana Capital Chronicle reports, property owners across the state are complaining about what they see as a large jump in assessed value, even after the legislature in 2025 passed a bill to save homeowners a collective $1.2 billion in property taxes over the next 3 years. State data shows assessments in Allen County went up only by 6.6%. But elsewhere in Northeast Indiana, values jumped up to as high as 17%. Huntington County's was the smallest at 1.3%. Indiana uses a market-based assessment system. This week, Governor Mike Braun told reporters that, quote, the whole assessment system is something that needs to be looked at. Last month, he said he'd like to figure out if the process was, quote, opaque. Meanwhile, state leaders are entertaining calls to eradicate property taxes entirely. But Braun says that money needs to be replaced with something else. Congressional staffer Darren Voigt is moving forward with a recount in his 14-vote loss to State Senator Liz Brown, even after his lawyer pulled out of the case. According to the Indiana Capital Chronicle, James J. Amon, Jr. sent a letter to Voigt on June 25th, withdrawing from the case. He told Voigt if he wanted to take a lawyer with him to the recount, Voigt would need to find a substitute. Two paragraphs were blacked out in the letter. Voigt did not answer the Capital Chronicle's questions of why Amon withdrew. He also didn't respond to a question about a new lawyer, but said, yes, we are still moving forward. The recount of ballots is scheduled for June 30th in Fort Wayne at the Russo Center. It could extend into a second day. Brown, who is seeking her fourth term, faced a bitter primary against Voigt, a staffer to U.S. Senator Jim Banks. Meanwhile, Voigt has filed for re-election to the Northwest Allen County Schools Board. A heat wave is sweeping across the Midwest this week, bringing temperatures up into the mid-90s and increasing the humidity as the system comes up from the south. WBOI's Ella Abbott reports on what's causing the change and the risk it poses.
The incoming heat wave will offer little respite, even in the evening, due to the high heat index, or what the temperature feels like to the human body, by combining humidity with the air temperature. It could also impact 4th of July plans. Mark Steinwettel is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in northern Indiana. He says the humidity brought in by the Gulf air moving through will keep thunderstorms from developing, at least through Thursday.
And with all that heat and humidity and unstable air mass in place, that's what will come together, at least give us some chances for a few rounds of showers and thunderstorms during that Friday end of the weekend.
Steinwettel says it's too early into the forecast to gauge flood risks, but any thunderstorms that do develop will have a lot of moisture in them. All of Northeast Indiana remains under an extreme heat warning until Thursday night. For WBOI News, I'm Ella Abbott.
More news in a moment. Support for WBOI comes from Heartland Sings, presenting their summer season, performing family-friendly music at Fort Wayne Parks, Sundays at 3 p.m. Heartland Sings. Changing lives through song. Details at heartlandsings.org/events. Here's what to know for today. A heat wave is sweeping across the Midwest this week, bringing temperatures up into the mid-90s and increasing the humidity as the system comes up from the south. Gross assessed values for commercial, industrial, and residential properties in Indiana collectively rose nearly 10% across the state this year. Congressional staffer Darren Voigt is moving forward with a recount in his 14-vote loss to State Senator Liz Brown, even after his lawyer pulled out of the case. That's Who and What for Tuesday, June 30th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Aikenbrock. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.